You had me at Irish, and then you kept me with Island.
Welcome to I Tell My Husband the News. I'm Shannon Ray Green, a journalist at USA Today. Each week, I catch my husband up on all the stories he may have missed. He doesn't really like to read or watch the news, so I'm pretty much his sole news source. It's a big responsibility. My husband, Dusty Terrell, is a local comedian in the Washington, D.C. area. Thanks for being here, Dusty.
Thanks for having me, Shannon.
What's up, honey?
Hey there. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
How was your weekend?
It was fantastic.
Yeah, we had a nice little weekend at home.
Super relaxing.
I get to play some board games, and we did some house chores.
Yep. And I avoided poison ivy, so I feel like that's a huge win for the weekend.
Narrowly.
It was a little terrifying looking back on it. I feel lucky that I didn't go near it. Now I know more about how to avoid poison ivy. Leaves of three, let them be.
That's right.
We got a new 5-star review on Stitcher.
Nice.
So we have to give a shout out to This Is Why I Run. And this person, I think the name they chose here is because that's what they think about our podcast, that our podcast helps them get motivation to run. And I think that's pretty incredible because it is hard for me to get motivated to run.
Me too.
But you and I have done it before.
Yeah.
We ran a 10-miler twice.
You like to listen to stuff while you run, but I usually just, I don't. I feel like I get too sweaty. I can't have headphones on.
Music actually keeps me going, but I think it's really cool that someone is listening to our podcast while they run. Are you in this club? Tweet us if you are. You can find us at Shannon Ray Green.
And I'm at Dusty Terrell.
And you can also email us at itellmyhusbandthenews@usatoday.com.
If you're listening right now while running, then all I have to say is, hurry up, go faster. You can do it. I believe in you.
Those last two are my favorites.
Oh.
No pressure to hurry up. Just keep running. Just keep going. Forget plant-based burgers. Arby's goes big on the meats with meat-based vegetable.
That sounds disgusting.
This was written by my colleague, Francis Yu. Though plant-based protein has been hot in the news, fast food restaurant chain Arby's is bucking the trend. Instead of adding vegetarian equivalents in their menu, the company went further to prove Arby's has the meats by announcing last Wednesday that it is developing meat-based dishes that look like plants, aiming at carnivores who also desire vegetables. Neville Craw is Arby's executive chef, and he says, quote, "It's kind of a way of creating something for people who like proteins more than liking vegetables to ease into the vegetable community and kind of enjoy vegetables without having to eat them," unquote. Its first product to sprout is called the Merit, which looks like carrots but is made of marinated turkey breast. The dish contains vitamin A, like a real carrot, and 30 grams of animal protein, according to the company. While a vegetable series has been under development since April, they are not available to customers yet, according to Jim Taylor. That's Arby's chief marketing officer. He said the company doesn't have a definitive timeline, but is working to test it in some locations. He said, quote, "We're still working through all of the hurdles that our products need to pass before they get into a restaurant for a test," unquote. The company said it has a few ideas about what's next, but has yet to pursue a prototype like the Merit. Despite the vegetarian protein trend, Arby's said it won't launch meatless options like other food chains. In fact, Arby's said the new series being developed is the company's response to meat-free proteins, which has caused a growing movement in restaurant chains across the country. Taylor said, quote, "I think part of what is in our DNA as a brand is to continue to find surprising, delicious ways for people to enjoy a real, high-quality meat," unquote. Meanwhile, Burger King said it plans to release plant-based Impossible Whopper nationwide by the end of this year, while Qdoba Mexican Eats has added Impossible Burger to its more than 730 locations nationwide. And Del Taco unveiled its new meatless tacos on April 25th. The products it is selling are made by Beyond Meat, which went public in May and recently launched a new meatier version of its flagship burger. Founded in 1964, Arby's has positioned itself as a meat-focused fast food chain with a new motto of "We have the meats" in 2014, which helped to turn around its previous financial plight, according to CNBC. In fulfilling its motto, Arby's sells 160 million pounds of meat a year, and it is known for selling a variety of meat, according to the company. Among more than 30 kinds of sandwiches in its current menu, more than half are made by meat other than beef, including pork, chicken, and turkey. The company also used to serve products with lamb, duck, fish, elk, and deer.
Beware all animals. Nobody is safe. Well, I'm glad Arby's is working on this thing that nobody wants at all. I guess if the goal is to give you meat that will have the same kind of vitamins that vegetables will have, I guess that's okay. But I personally don't really want to eat a hot dog-shaped carrot thing.
And it's made of turkey. And they put something in it in these tests. I mean, it hasn't gone out yet, but there's tests to make it taste like a carrot.
Why? I don't want it. The point of making a vegetable burger is so that you can have something that's healthy but tastes like meat. But nobody wants to eat carrots and be unhealthy. Yeah. Nobody's sitting around saying like, oh, gosh, I wish I could have a carrot, but I'm really trying to get a heart attack going right now, so... I'm not going to eat any vegetables, but I love the way they taste. That's ridiculous. What is Arby's doing?
Arby's is trying to reinforce that it is the place with the meats.
Just keep making those curly fries and we'll keep going there, all right? If they tried to make curly fried meat, I don't think I'll ever forgive them, I don't think.
How would you approach doing that?
I guess it's the same way you make a meat carrot. You just spiral some meat, form it into curly fry shape. Gross.
Yeah. And in more fast food news, we've got another fast food related story. Taco Bell's pop-up hotel reservations sell out in 2 minutes. This was written by my colleague Sherry Barkas for the Palm Springs Desert Sun, which is part of the USA Today network.
If you had told me about it with more notice, it would have sold out even faster.
I am sorry that you're not going to get a chance to go there. Apparently, people were excited about the prospect of sleeping in a taco-themed room. So excited that reservations for the Taco Bell pop-up hotel in Palm Springs, California, sold out in just 2 minutes after opening at 10 a.m. Pacific time last Thursday. Taco Bell Global Chief Brand Officer Marissa Talberg said in an email, quote, "Taco Bell fans are truly one of a kind, and today was one of the best expressions of that fandom yet. The Bell, a Taco Bell hotel and resort, officially sold out in just 2 minutes. We would like to extend a big thank you for those who have come along on this journey with us, and even though the Bell is sold out, we'll have more to share on exclusive merchandise, food, and more in the coming weeks, so those unable to score a room can still experience the fun from home," unquote. Guests will stay in rooms decorated wall-to-wall and floor-to-ceiling with Taco Bell artwork, wake up to a special Taco Bell breakfast delivered to their door, and float in the pool on a giant Taco Bell sauce packet raft. Jennifer Arnold is Taco Bell's Senior Director of Retail Engagement and Experience, and she said it's where, quote, "taco dreams really do come true," unquote. She announced that V Palm Springs would be the site for the historic event from August 8th to 12th. Arnold added, quote, "Any one of our fans lucky enough to get a reservation are going to have bragging rights for the rest of their life. This really is going to be spectacular," unquote. More than 70 rooms were available for the Taco Bell Hotel Takeover. Rates started at $169 per night, and guests could book for one night or all four. Entertainment will include Feed the Beat artists, dive-in movies, and a first-ever freeze lounge inspired by Mountain Dew Baja Blast, which will offer frosty beverages and a chill lounge. Since the pop-up was announced in May, there has been a huge, huge reaction, not just across the United States, but Japan, India, Australia, and Hong Kong, Arnold said.
I can't believe there are that many people this fanatical about Taco Bell. I think typically when I get Taco Bell, I eat it in shame and then feel shameful afterwards.
Guests will be immersed in Taco Bell at every level, through decor and food and everything in between. Arnold said, quote, "The moment you arrive at the hotel, we're going to be handing you over a sauce packet room key, and then we just take it from there," unquote. V employees and management will handle the hotel experience while Taco Bell takes care of everything else. Local Taco Bell franchise owners and their teams have been brought in to help with menu items, which will include classic Taco Bell favorites and many new items unique to the event. Arnold didn't want to elaborate on the food menu, saying only that the plan, quote, "is to delight our fans with food at every turn of the experience," unquote. At this point, there are no plans for another pop-up hotel, so this could be a once-in-a-lifetime experience for those who were able to get a room. Arnold said, quote, "Right now, this is a limited-time offer only, but who knows," unquote.
I would be interested if they let you use their ingredients to just, like, make whatever you wanted. Like, I'd just make some sort of crazy crunch-wrappy quesadilla sauce-filled chalupa thing.
I hope they're listening, because that sounds fun to me.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Take five kinds of different carb things that they have and roll a bunch of meat and cheese up in it. Let me add it.
Well, who knows? Maybe you'll be flying out to Palm Springs soon.
I don't think I understand this whole pop-up hotel thing. Like, what is this hotel? So it's just a regular hotel, but then it's going to be Taco Bell themed for 2 weeks.
Maybe even less time than that.
And then it goes back to being a regular hotel. What are they going to do with all that Taco Bell crap?
I am really not sure.
I wonder if this hotel is just thinking like, oh, well, normally we operate at like 60% capacity, but for this 1 week, we're at 100%. Why don't we just do this Taco Bell thing all the time?
I don't know if Taco Bell would okay that.
They got to get on board. Missed opportunity.
I mean, clearly people are pretty excited about it.
It's sold out.
And it was, according to the marketing director, global.
Crazy.
And last today, we've got the lightning fast headline roundup. Does Dusty care about these stories in the slightest? Here we go.
Yellow jacket super nests could be coming.
I think if one of those attaches itself to our house, we just have to move. I'm just going to move.
A retirement home has a lot of fun with a slip and slide.
That sounds like break a hip city. I think I'm too old to go on slip and slides. We went to a farm for, what was that, Memorial Day?
That's right.
And our friends were doing slip and slides, and they were covered in grass and soap and slamming their body against the ground. I was just like, no, I don't want to do that at all.
Toy Story 4 still rules the playpen, number one again.
It was good.
Should your cable company sell you wireless?
Sure, why not? Let's bundle more stuff.
The best 4th of July sales you can shop right now.
We don't need any more stuff.
Ranch dressing Pop-Tarts? Dream on.
More like nightmare on.
McLaren reveals $400 electric car for kids.
That's more in my price range than a regular McLaren. Maybe I'll get one for me.
Is it okay to rat out passengers for phone use during takeoff and landing?
No.
Rome has had enough of travelers' debauchery, cracking down on rowdy tourists.
They wouldn't have a problem if they just opened up the Colosseum and let them compete.
United Airlines will now hold planes for connecting flyers, thanks to a new tool.
What? What a great idea! Nothing worse than running across the airport and barely missing your connection and then just be like, you knew I was coming. Why not? Why not just hold it?
Can you picture yourself living on an Irish island? Aaron Moore is recruiting new residents.
Okay, I'm in. Let's go.
Yeah. I would love to live on an Irish island.
You had me at Irish, and then you kept me with island.
12 top July 4th apps for iPhone and Android.
You don't need an app, everybody. Just go see your local fireworks.
Why Facebook ads show up after you mention them.
Because Facebook has mind-reading technology. Next week on I Tell My Husband the News. Well, I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. That's why it's called the news.
I Tell My Husband the News is part of the USA Today podcast network. New episodes come out every Monday. If you want to check out other podcasts from all across the USA Today network, just go to podcasts.usatoday.com or find them wherever you listen to podcasts, like Stitcher, SoundCloud, or Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.